Mayor Bloomberg made headlines last month when the city announced it had slashed the number of parking placards it issues by more than 30%. City employees put these permits on their dashboards to park in certain restricted zones, such as those reserved for truck deliveries or for government employees. But during a recent walk in Chinatown, WNYC's Matthew Sherman found it's still hard to see any difference on the street.
Chinatown is ground zero in the war over parking placards. There are a lot of government buildings, and the streets are very narrow.
We've walked two blocks already. We haven't passed a single vehicle without a placard.
The advocacy group Transportation Alternatives began focusing on parking placards about 2 years ago as part of its mission to bring some civility to streets and sidewalks. Wiley Norvell directs the campaign.
You get the feeling downtown in Lower Manhattan here that every vehicle that's parked is basically the car of a commuter who works in a government office building, works for the police department. Imagine if you lived in this neighborhood.
Mayor Bloomberg embraced the cause this January. It dovetailed nicely with his campaign against traffic congestion because government employees are far more likely than other New Yorkers to drive to work. Eliminating placards eliminates free parking. City employees have one less incentive to drive to work.
I was here probably the same time of year about 2 years ago. Every one of these cars was parked with at least two wheels on the sidewalk. So walking here and not seeing that particular pattern appearing again is definitely encouraging.
But when we turned the corner onto Elizabeth Street, down the block from a police precinct house, we saw a different story.
On both sides, we see very clear marked sign, no standing anytime. And yet we have along the entire length vehicles parked with placards in them. And every single vehicle here has at least two wheels on the curb. So what's already a narrow 5 or 6 foot wide sidewalk, keep in mind this is Chinatown.
The mayor has also reduced the number of different kinds of city placards, each with its own design, to 5 different types. That move was supposed to make it easier for ticket agents to tell which placards are legitimate. But nearby, Norvell pointed to a van whose driver was apparently hoping that confusion still reigned.
It's parked in a loading and unloading zone, even though the vehicle is not at all attended. And it has an NYPD ball cap, police department, in the front windshield. You know, this is a simpatico. You know, if a police officer were coming by issuing tickets, you know, maybe this does belong to a fellow officer.
Around the corner, we saw some other simpaticos. One dashboard sported a laminated pass to get into Rikers Island. Another had a union card on top of some official-looking papers.
You know, we hear it repeatedly from comments by police officers on our website that, you know, we do not ticket our own.
Across the street, Bill Hagney, an EMT who works in the court system, was parking in a spot reserved for the district attorney's office.
I had union paperwork to drop off to several of the people here.
He was hoping that a placard that his union gave him would suffice. A ticket agent just happened to walk by.
Dude, am I cool?
You got a card here.
Okay. They say I'm getting told to move. Sometimes I'll work with you, sometimes I won't. Right now, they must be having some sort of crackdown.
On just 6 small Chinatown blocks, Norvell found one car with a placard parked in front of a fire hydrant, a federal court employee occupying a space reserved for the state courts, and about a dozen cars with permits from the NYPD in no-standing-anytime zones. All of those cases are considered violations. Only one vehicle had received a ticket. The next day, some of the same cars were parked in roughly the same spots, with the same improvised credentials.
On the ground, we're just not seeing a lot of improvement, unfortunately. And it's because we don't have the enforcement yet. And without enforcement, you know, those 35,000 people who lost their permits are going to drive anyway.
When asked about the number of violations, a police spokesman, Paul Brown, said in an email that Transportation Alternatives, quote, may always find cars parked illegally without summonses, unquote. He noted that the NYPD had issued 2,000 tickets and towed more than 200 cars in the last several weeks through a sting by the Internal Affairs Bureau. But Norvell believes that there are just too many unticketed violations to explain away what we saw as exceptions to the rule, and that the best way to measure enforcement isn't by the number of tickets, but by seeing different behavior on the streets. A spokesman for the mayor, when asked if there was going to be more training or more emphasis on enforcement in the future, said no, that the police are doing a, quote, very good job. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.